Hello, everyone. This is Warren Carr on this April 11th, 2017, recording for inclusiveandroid.com. This is comparing the two keyboards, the Gboard from Google and the NextUp keyboard from the NextUp group. I'd be comparing the editing feature found in these two keyboards. The NextUp keyboard last saw an update back in 2014, and to my surprise, the keyboard still works even with Android Nougat. The editing feature, however, got introduced to the Google Gboard a week ago, I think April 5th to be precise. It's these two keyboards that I'll be comparing today and see which one works better for you, most especially when it comes to the built-in editing feature that doesn't require invoking the cursor controls from within TalkBack. All right, let's not waste too much time into it. Let's go to it and see which one would be crowned as king.
Device unlocked. Google Now launcher.
All right, I'm going to go to my word processing folder, find an editing app or a word editing app and open that.
Folder, word processing, page 1 of 1.
There's Office Mobile by Microsoft. Let's try that.
Office Mobile. Microsoft PowerPoint. Bill. Microsoft Word. Documents look the same.
Let's try Word. Now, I'm going to find a new to start a new document.
New button. New blank document.
So I'm going to tap on blank document.
Creating. Working on it. Document for editing. Showing text keyboard. Word. Page 1 content. Edit box.
I believe that I have the NextUp keyboard as my default right now, but I'm going to switch to the Gboard by Google. So we'll start with that first. So let's switch keyboards here.
Delete.
And
return. Switch input method button. Change keyboard. Showing items 2 to 13 of 13.
Okay, let's find that.
Not checked. Radio button. Red hardware keyboard. Not checked. Radio button. English. Us. Board. Word. Showing English, us, keyboard.
There's our Gboard keyboard by Google. And I'm going to dictate a few lines, so say maybe 2, 3, or 4 lines, using the dictation feature found in the Gboard, which is just above the letter P.
Capital P. Voice input.
Hello, comma. Welcome to the party, period. New paragraph. Are you coming to the party with your friends? Question mark. New line. I hope to see you there when you come, period. After I finished dictation, I simply tapped on the half bottom, on the bottom half, rather, of my device, and it just stopped listening. So let's see if I got this dictation down.
Are you coming to the party with your friends? Hello, welcome to the party.
Okay.
Are you coming to the party with your friends?
I'm just exploring.
I hope to see you there when you come.
All right. So there's my dictation there. And now I'm going to invoke the editing feature. And that button is found just above the letter Q. And it simply says search and more. So let's find search and more.
Capital A.
Just above the letter Q.
Capital Q. Search and more.
Search and more, and I'm going to just simply lift my finger.
Showing search keyboard.
I'm going to try to turn up the volume a little
capital
bit
H.
Just in case.
Volume control shown.
There we go.
Volume controls hidden. Oops. Volume set to 25%.
You know what? Keyboard I mistakenly closed my whole app, so let me see if I can go back to
folder. Word processing. Google
word
now
processing.
Page 1 of 1. Folder opened.
See if what I dictated is still there. It should be.
Office mobile. Office mobile.
Word.
Microsoft Word. Documents look. Word. Page 1 content. Hello. Welcome to the party. Are you coming to the party with your friends? I hope to see you there when you come. Edit box. Word.
Okay. So it's there.
Showing English. Us. Keyboard.
All right. Back to where I was. I'm going to go just above the letter Q and find the search and more and invoke the editing feature. So let's go up here.
Capital A. Capital W. Search and more. Showing search keyboard.
When we open the certain more, then just above that letter Q, that certain more now becomes close menu, close feature menu. Let's find that.
Close features menu.
And going close right menu. Right from there, I'm going to be moving my finger rightwards and see what we got.
Open translate.
This open translate.
Open theme settings.
Open theme settings if you want to change the color of your keyboard and the likes.
Open text editing.
Open text editing, and that's the feature we're going to be looking into, but let's see what else we have here.
Open one-handed mode.
Open one-handed mode, for those who just want to use a one-handed mode.
Open settings.
Open settings, basically opening up the settings of the keyboard.
Voice input.
And voice input on the very right edge. Now I'm going to go back leftwards to find open editing settings or whatever that was.
Open settings. Open one-handed mode. Open text editing.
Open text editing. Okay. I will simply lift my finger to activate that.
Document, four docs, keyboard hidden.
When you lift your finger, the keyboard is hidden and the bottom half of your screen now is occupied with the different controls relating to the editing of the document. Okay, now this is a description. In the middle of it is a button that's called, select mode or close mode. What am I saying? Select mode. Or let's find it.
Open select mode.
Open select mode. Let's orient ourselves to it. To the left of that is the left arrow. To the right,
cursor right,
is right arrow.
Open select mode.
Above that is the up arrow.
Cursor up.
Go back down.
Open select mode.
Below that is the down arrow.
Cursor down.
All right. Now I'm going to go back
open
up.
Open select mode.
I'm going to go to the left arrow and go downward from the left arrow where we're going to find things like move to head, which is basically move to the beginning of a text or move to the top of the screen.
Cursor left.
So I'm going to go down.
Move cursor to the head.
Move cursor to the head. That's below the move. That's below the left arrow. And to the right of that, we'll find move to end.
Move cursor to the end.
Move cursor to the end. And moving right still, we're going to find the backspace. Now, going up from the backspace, we're going to find the select all, and that's all that we have there. Now, let's go backward now, move backwards now, and go find the open select mode.
Cursor right, close select mode.
Close select mode, it means it got activated. Now, if I lift my finger, it's going to turn into open select mode.
Cursor down, open select mode.
There we go. Now I'm going to lift my finger to activate it. The only sad part is that TalkBack doesn't tell us when it is activated. For instance, if I lift my finger, you would expect something like selection mode activated or selection mode closed when it is closed. So the only way you're going to find out whether it's open or not is to explore back to it and see if it's still there. If we explore back to it and we find closed selection mode, then it means it's activated. If we find open selection mode, then it means it wasn't activated. So I'm going to explore to it and see where we're at.
Home button. Move cursor to the end. Cursor right. Cursor down. Close select mode.
So it's activated. So I'm going to go.
Cursor left.
I'm going to go leftward.
Space.
Left again.
Cursor left. You selected. Cursor left. O. Selected. Y. Selected.
So I'm selecting backwards, character by character. Okay? Now I'm going to go upward with up arrow.
Cursor up. R. Selected.
Go up again.
Cursor up. O. Welcome to the party. Selected. Document. Cursor up.
Up again.
Page 1 content. Hello. Welcome to the party. Are you already with your friends? I hope to see you there when you come. Edit box.
Go up.
Cursor up.
Okay, I think I've selected. Go down.
Close select mode. Cursor down. Hello, welcome to the party. Deselected.
That line is deselected.
Cursor down. Deselected.
That's just a blank space. Deselected.
Close cursor down. Are you? Deselected. Are you with your friends? Selected.
Go down.
Cursor down. I hope to see you there when you come. Selected.
Ah, because those ones were not selected in the first place. Okay, I'm going to go down.
Cursor down. Move cursor to party with your friends. I hope to see you there when you come. Deselected.
Hello. All right.
Welcome to the party. Are you?
So that got deselected. Now, if I go back up.
Close select mode. Cursor up. Are you? Deselected. Cursor up.
Let's go to the end.
Move cursor to the end. Are you already with your friends? I hope to see you there when you come. Selected.
All right. So that selects all of that because we're in selection mode. Now, if I close this selection mode.
Cursor down. Close select mode.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to the party. Are you already with your friends? I hope to see you there when you come. Deselected.
Okay.
Cursor right. Cursor left.
Go left.
Period. Cursor left. Cursor left. M. Showing English. Cursor left. O. Cursor left.
So
we're, English, us, keyboard.
We're moving character by character. Let's select all, which is found on the right side.
Select all. Hello, welcome to the party. Are you already with your friends? I hope to see you there when you come. Selected. Showing English, us, keyboard.
Now that we've selected all, or if we have just selected a few things, what happens now on the right edge side of the phone, the select mode or select all button is now gone. And what we have in its place are these buttons. We got cut, copy, paste, and the backspace below. So we got those four buttons and there's no more select all. Let's see.
Cut.
Let's cut.
Copy.
Copy.
Paste. Backspace.
And backspace. Whoops. I left my finger too long on the backspace and basically erased everything. Let me dictate a few more lines again because we lost.
Voice input.
Hello and welcome to the party, period. New line. I hope you're happy here, period. New line. We have a lot of food for you tonight, period.
Autocorrected to, period. We have a lot of food for you tonight. I hope you're happy here. Page one content. Hello, we have a lot of food for you tonight.
As we could see, there was no such thing as selecting word by word. All that we had was either selecting character by character or line by line. And that's about it with the Gboard. Now I'm going to go switch my keyboard to the Next Up keyboard from the Next Up group.
Switch input method button. Change keyboard. Showing items 2 to 13 of 13.
Got 13 keyboards.
Not checked. Radio button. Soft rail keyboard. Not checked. Radio button. Safe keyboard. Not checked. Radio button. English. Us. Next Up keyboard. Word. Keyboard hidden.
Here's Next Up keyboard. And unlike the Gboard where the voice dictation key is found above the letter P, the dictation key is found to the left of the space bar just to the left of the space bar, and the function key is found to the left of the voice dictation, and the function key is what we're after that would actually enable the editing feature. So I'm going to go from the space bar going leftwards and find the voice dictation and pass that going left, farther left, and find the function key.
Space. Cap space. Voice input.
Voice input. Go left more.
Function.
Function. I'm going to lift my finger here. And I felt a little vibration indicating that I am now in the function mode. And here we have all kinds of stuff. We got the escape key, page up, page down, insert, left arrow, right arrow, word right, word left, up arrow, down arrow, home, page up, you know, all of that basically like a regular keyboard on your PC. So let's explore some of that and see what we have, shall we?
Return.
Let's return.
Word left.
Insert.
Paste.
Paste.
Copy.
Copy.
Cut.
Cut.
Control.
Control key.
Escape.
Escape.
Undo.
Undo.
Redo.
Redo.
Delete.
Delete.
Delete forward.
Delete forward.
Page up.
Page up.
Page down.
Page down.
End.
End.
Right.
Right. That's right arrow.
Switch input method button. End. Right.
Right. Then I'm going to go left from there.
Down.
Down arrow.
Left.
Left. That's left arrow. Go back.
Down.
Go up.
Up.
Up arrow. Home.
Up. Word left.
Word left.
Word left. Word right.
Word right. Okay. Now.
Word left. Return.
There's a selection mode, and then there's a select all.
Select mode.
That's select mode.
Select all.
Select all. Let's go to select mode.
Select mode.
Now that I'm in select mode, I could either select line by line using the up or down arrow keys, or word by word using the word left or word right, or character by character using the left or right arrows. Let's find it out, shall we?
Word left. Selected.
Keep going left.
Let's word right. See. Word left. Full stop. Selected. Keep word right. Word left. Here. Selected. Word right. Word left. Happy. Selected. Word right. Word left. Page one content. Hello and welcome to your party. I hope you're happy here. Word left. Word left. Hope. Selected.
Okay. So we're selecting word by word. So I'm going to go maybe to the top.
Page down. Page up. Hello and welcome to your party. Capital I. Selected.
Okay. Now I'm going to go right.
Word right. Hello. Deselected. Word left.
Go right.
Word right.
Again.
And. Deselected.
Go right.
Welcome. Deselected.
Okay, now let's try character by character.
And. Up. Down. Right. T. O. Deselected. Down.
Go
left.
Go left.
O. Selected. T. Selected.
All right, let's go to the beginning.
Word right. Page down, page up.
Page up.
Hello and welcome. Selected. Message from +234803.
Now, we're going to do up or down arrow.
Up.
That's up arrow.
Home, left, down. Hello and welcome to your party. I hope you're happy. Deselected.
Okay, go up.
Up. To your party. I hope you're happy. Selected.
So, you can see that with the Next Up keyboard, we have the ability to select either word by word, character by character, line by line, and you can choose to
delete
or delete,
forward.
Delete forward. It's up to you.
Delete.
If I hit delete, there.
Page. Hello and welcome.
I've deleted the rest of the text that I had. Now I'm going to find undo.
Undo.
There we
to
go.
To your party. I hope you're happy here. Selected.
There we go. So my text came back when I hit the undo. So in a nutshell, the Gboard and the Next Up keyboard, a little bit different in the way that these things are implemented. There's a full keyboard commands here with the Next Up keyboard versus the minimal one that we see in Gboard. I wish that Google could implement this same idea that we have in the Next Up keyboard, and it would be such a great thing for us, those of us that are blind, because this will make things a little bit better for us. But as it is, they are both excellent keyboards, and I hope that the Next Up keyboard will still be supporting Android O. I'm not sure if it would or not, but it's been since 2014 since it got last updated. Anyway, I think it's about time for me to go find some lunch. Guys, I'm kind of a little bit hungry here. But that's what it is. There you have it. This is the next comparison between the Next Up keyboard and the Gboard. For inclusiveandroid.com, this is Warren Carr, and all comments are welcome either on IceFree or on the Inclusive Android Forum. Thank you so much. Have a great day.